Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM radio. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Julie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too.
Happy Wednesday to you.
Thanks. Eric is our wonderful booth engineer, and we are here today with a wonderful guest, Brenda Bryan, with Barking Buddha.
This is a new concept that, I mean, maybe it's an ancient concept, but it's new to me, the whole idea. So.
Barking Buddha Doga.
Yes, Barking Buddha Doga. Thanks for having me on, Julie. This is great.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for being here. So Brenda teaches classes with people and dogs doing yoga together. And she also has a new book out called Barking Buddha, Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi. And so I'm looking forward to talking with you and learning a little bit more about what you do with the dogs. And we have a couple of books, signed copies of books to give away today on the show, which we will be giving away on the second half of the show. So stay tuned for that. And before we get going deep into our interview, Brenda, I did want to talk a little bit about the Furry 5K, which we were at. We had a booth for the Dog Talk Show, and it was just a blast. Tons of people showed up, which is great. Very well-attended event. And we just had streams of people coming by the booth and got to meet a lot of great people and dogs.
A frenzy of furry fun, if you will.
Yes. And we had a raffle, and we're raffling off really wonderful prizes and got to meet a lot of people. It was funny to see some of the dogs who would work the booth because we had treats.
Like, oh, yeah.
Bowls of treats. Bowls of treats out, and we had human treats as well. But there were some dogs that would kind of like, it was just so amusing to watch. Like, this one in particular that I can think of was like a golden retriever chow mix or something. Like,
aw, cute.
Absolutely adorable. Kind of a, you know, 70-pound dog. And he would like come, he came by at first, and he just, you know, we were like, oh, hi. And he's so cute. And gave him a treat, and he sat, or, you know, did whatever he knew to do to get a treat, and talked to his people for a little while, and then they went on their way. And then not too long after that, he shows up again, and
did he still have his people with him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he just came and put his chin on the table and like looked at us. Like, hey guys,
you remember me?
He was working it.
Do you guys have any treats over here? And so, you know, oh, he's so cute. And I gave him a treat. And he came around like several times, I think, trying to work like I imagine he's like a kid trying to act like he hadn't been here yet.
Right.
Like, hey, do you guys have any treats over here?
Did he like put on disguises for like the fourth, fifth time?
No.
Little mustache and hats.
With the plastic nose and the glasses.
Right. Little Groucho dog.
So cute. So there were other dogs that kind of, they just know. They work it. And it works.
You know, I'm sure that dog was going to the other tables also.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. I'm hungry.
Maybe wearing the disguises.
Yeah.
He left full of treats, so that's the important thing. So
just an announcement about the Dog Talk Show. In addition to our website, which is dogtalkshow.com, where you can go to for all of our archived shows, past shows, if you missed any or wanted to listen to any of the shows that we've done over the past 4 months, dogtalkshow.com, click under the podcast tab, and all the shows will pop up, and you can just click on it, and it'll play. But mostly in thanks to you, Brenda, we now Twitter.
So I love the Twitter.
Twitter, I've been trying to avoid Twitter, but it's, you know, I've heard just that it's a really great way to be connected with people and a great way for me to connect with listeners. So as of last night, we now Twitter. And so you can just search for Dog Talk Show or my name.
Yes, you can find you by your name. And okay. I was your first follower, Julie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think you were my first followee.
Yeah, something like that.
No. I would, yeah. Well, we follow you now, too.
We'll be tweeting who was on first here
so
later this afternoon.
People can find you under Barking Buddha.
Correct. Or my name.
Or your name, which is Brenda Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N. So let's talk about what you do. So you do yoga classes with people and dogs.
I do, and I started at the Seattle Humane Society right here in sunny Seattle. It's an amazing class. When I was first asked to teach it, I wasn't really sure how it was going to go and what I was going to do, but I find the dogs respond so well to the energy of the class. And they're perfect yoga partners because they're pack animals. They like to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the word yoga actually means union.
Mm-hmm. And being so, not just like the pack drive, but also how energetic they are and how much they respond to the energy of their environment. And so having that as a context, as a way for people to connect with their dogs and for the dogs to connect with their people. I know something that we talked about was presence and slowing down and being quiet and being really present, which I talk a lot about that with my clients as it pertains to training and behavior, about really being present as for communication. And there is communication that happens doing yoga as a team.
Well, and how often do we spend time completely connecting and paying attention to our dogs? Certainly they're with us all the time, or much of the time when we're at our computer or watching TV. But even when we're walking them, sometimes we're on our cell phones or talking to a friend as they walk with us. And this is a time when we devote this time to them, to our dogs, and our relationship with our dogs. Mm-hmm. And it's also healthy fun. We stretch. We get a little exercise. We laugh a lot. We enjoy each other's company. It's a lot of fun.
So do you tell us a little bit about what that looks like, yoga with dogs? I mean, you know, there's like the downward dog position, but
oh yes, double dog, down dog in doga.
Oh, that's a tongue twister.
Yep.
So so your book has a lot of really great photos in it, and you can actually see the poses, and there's some where the dogs are looks like more being with or being in contact, and then there's other ones that look a little more like they're participating in a physical way, like they're being manipulated or stretched or something like that. So,
well, of course, the smaller dogs can be physically lifted, and some of the larger dogs, depending on what kind of shape, I guess, your back is in and how heavy the dog is. But all the dogs participate, no matter what their size, in some way or the other. I call this an organic practice, and I offer many modifications for different kinds of dogs and people, because I really have all levels of yoga practitioners coming to class, as well as all different kinds of dogs. I had a Great Dane in my class at in Pacific City, Oregon, over last weekend. Largest dogie yet.
Did you get him to wear a leotard?
No, I think he preferred nudity because he well, he had on a collar. Does that count? But he didn't have on an outfit.
That's the next step.
That perhaps a whole line of doga clothing for the dogs, for the dogies.
So with like there's some pictures of the dogs stretching and you can see their expressions are just like they're like, oh, yeah, this feels good.
Oh, right. Soon they learn that the yoga mat, what that means to them, that it means time with their favorite human, as well as some lovely massage and stretches and treats before class and at the end, but not during class.
Yeah. Don't need them, really.
No, no, really. Once they learn that, that they're just going to have fun being with you, they don't need them.
So you know, listeners, anytime during the show, please feel free to call in if you have a question for Brenda about her doga practices, a question about maybe your dog participating or her experiences. Feel free to call in anytime during the interview. The number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And do stay tuned. The second half of the show, we will be giving away a couple of signed copies of Brenda's book, Barking Buddha. So stay tuned for that. I'll let you know when you can call in to win a book. So I bet a common question that people have is, or that they might feel, is that maybe their dog wouldn't be able to settle down or hold still long enough.
That's probably the most common concern, Julie. And I always tell them that they're dogs, and I think I mentioned before, it's an organic practice, and some dogs take a little longer to settle down than others, but generally they all respond at one time or another to the vibe of the class, mm-hmm. whether it takes them a class or two or whether it's toward the end of their very first class. And they're just like people. They learn the practice. As people learn the yoga practice, mm-hmm. they learn the doga practice.
Yeah. I was reading that part in your book about that, about how it can take, it is a learning process. I've done yoga.
Definitely.
Maybe 24 times mm-hmm. in my life. And every time it feels like I'm starting over because I don't stick with it long enough. But it is a learned, you know, the techniques, the positions are learned, as well as the focus and the letting go and relaxing part of it, I think, too, and the breathing. And,
definitely.
And that it would make sense that, you know, maybe some dogs more than others, but might take them a few times to kind of get the hang of it and, you know, be able to get into the flow.
Yes, for some dogs, but there are those that just take to it right away. Mm-hmm. So like we mentioned before, just like people, it depends. It depends. Some will be as though they've always been doing doga, and they'll be right on the mat without a leash and really ready to go. And mm-hmm. others may want to wander around a bit and visit the other dogs. And those we politely ask to stay on the leash, at least until they learn to stay on the mat.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Usually the owners are pretty good about kind of knowing
yeah.
when to put the leash on and when to take it off.
Yeah, and I would assert that the dogs who maybe have a hard time settling down would probably benefit the
oh,
most from
yes,
it. Yeah.
Yes. I do have some wild ones that come to class regularly, mm-hmm. and the owners have told me that the dogs are definitely calmer after class.
Mm-hmm.
And that always makes me feel good to hear those positive comments
oh,
from
yeah.
the,
well, it
the
makes,
humans.
Makes total sense to mm-hmm. me. So we have Elizabeth in Seattle on line one. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having Brenda on the show. The doga classes just sound really fascinating.
Yeah. So you have a question for Brenda?
I do. Brenda, I have two dogs, and in your conversation, you're talking about the one-on-one practice. Do you think that this could be adapted so it would be fun for both dogs to go to?
Yes, I believe it, well, I know it can be because I do the class with two dogs. I've actually done the class with three dogs on my mat when I've been dog sitting. And, you know, again, they may have to get used to it, but you can trade off. You can do the poses with one hand on each dog, or you can trade off between dogs. I also don't mind if two people come with one dog, which happens pretty frequently.
Hmm.
So it is possible to bring two dogs to class, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you for letting me know.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Very good question. And also, too, like you said, two people doing it with one dog, like a family yoga.
It is. And I call it the family unit. And we'll put two mats together. And they just do the class, all trading off. Sometimes one person will participate more than the other. But it's just mm-hmm. a really sweet thing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And for the larger dogs, we put the two mats together, too,
mm-hmm.
which is nice.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Brenda Bryan, the founder and creator of Barking Buddha Doga, as well as the author of Barking Buddha, Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Urban Beast. Fresh, modern, fun. Seattle's destination for all your pet needs. Located in the South Lake Union neighborhood at 217 Yale Avenue North, directly across from the REI flagship store. Urban Beasts features unique accessories such as toys, beds, collars, leashes, and more. They have a great assortment of healthy food and yummy treats for the pets you love. Open 7 days a week and offering free parking in the Alley 24 garage. Come see what the Beast is all about.
Commune with the Pop Oracle on the Radio 8 Ball Show. I'm Andras Jones, the host of the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer your questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers, like picking musical tarot cards. That's the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Don't miss the Radio 8 Ball Show, now at its new time, Wednesdays at noon, here on Alternative Talk, 1150. Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Are you suffering from neck pain, back pain, headaches, numbness, and tingling? At Favreau Chiropractic, you have the opportunity to experience healthcare's leading form of spinal rehabilitation that has been proven to relieve pain and permanently realign your spine. Located in Seattle's Madison Valley neighborhood, Favreau Chiropractic offers a comprehensive service that goes far beyond cracking your back. Visit www.favchiro.com or call 206-726-9595. That's FAVCHIRO.com. A different approach to chiropractic.
The new mainstream of talk radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are here today with Brenda Bryan, the founder and instructor for Barking Buddha Doga, yoga practice with your dog. Welcome back, Brenda.
Thanks, Julie. It's great to be here.
So you have a new book out.
I do. Very exciting.
Yeah. And it's a great book. It's lots of instruction and pictures of different poses for mm-hmm. people to do home practice with their dogs.
Yes. The book is sectioned as in themes. So mm-hmm. each theme is a section such as unconditional love, gratitude, or perspective. Mm-hmm. And each section has an anecdote or story to go along with the theme, poses you do with your dog, and then a meditation that you share with your dog as well.
Mm-hmm. And there was a part that you wrote in the introduction that there are a couple paragraphs that I thought were just really great. So I'd love for you to read those for
sure.
our listeners to
sure.
give them a taste of the book. And also, too, if you'd like to call in, if you have any questions for Brenda about her yoga practice with dogs, questions maybe about your dog and what she might think about that, feel free to give us a call, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5527. You can call in any time and talk to Brenda or ask her a question. So yeah, if you wouldn't mind
Please
reading
do.
Those couple paragraphs, that would be great.
Okay, here we go. Dogs can be enriching yoga partners because of their pack mentality, their emotional healing abilities, and their desire to be with their favorite humans. With their innate instincts, joy and simple pleasures, and soulful eyes, dogs also are seemingly enlightened beings, barking Buddhas, if you will. From the sweet shelter dog, to the pampered toy breed in a sweater, to the misbehaving show dog, to the perfectly mannered mutt, our dogs teach us about life and love, each in his or her own way. Dogs can help us open our hearts to the possibilities in relationships. We humans sometimes have difficulty learning or accepting from each other, but something about the heart connection we have with our dogs encourages us to uncover qualities in ourselves that we may otherwise have difficulty connecting to. Unconditional love, letting go, being present, and giving ourselves permission to play, a very important one. Similarly, yoga practice can teach us about connecting to ourselves, learning awareness of our bodies and beings so that we can better connect to others.
Very nice.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. It's just such a great, like, I can, when I imagine it, you've been doing this for about 3 years, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And I've been aware of the yoga classes for dogs mm-hmm. for a little while, and it was like, oh, I really want to check that out.
Well,
that
I'll expect to see you in a future class, Julie.
I will. I absolutely will. And I can just imagine, I mean, it's almost like I can feel what it's like mm-hmm. when I imagine it. Just this, because obviously I'm so
into dogs.
Into my yeah. dogs, and to just, I can imagine all the sweet faces that you see
oh, yeah.
when the dogs just kind of start to melt and mm-hmm. really just enjoy being with their people and on that level.
It is very sweet. It's a sweet practice, and it provides me with so much joy mm-hmm. just watching the people with their dogs. And I've discovered that in myself, that I love to help people with their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to watch the relationship, the interaction that people have with their dogs. It is. Sweet is a good word for it. Very mm-hmm. sweet.
Yeah. Have you noticed that people have found it to be helpful with behaviors, like behavioral issues mm-hmm. or that kind of thing, to help smooth the relationship?
Yes, I have had a couple of shy dogs that have come to class. In my very first series, I had a dog that was a little bit aggressive, and by the end of the series, the dog was running up to me, allowing me to pet the dog. The dog was running up to other dogs, engaging in a positive way. And in the first one, two, or three classes, this dog had to be on the leash and kind of kept away from the other dogs. But mm-hmm. And that was so great to see. And I've had a little Chihuahua coming to class who's very shy. And the first few classes, she's so cute. She would hide behind her mom all the time, her human. Mm-hmm. And now she's getting so brave. Mm-hmm. She'll actually be out in front of her human on the front of the mat and looking around and maybe even engaging a little bit with the other dogs. So mm-hmm. it's very heartwarming to see those kind of changes.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I had in my mind about dogs that were like hyper high energy, but mm-hmm. you're really pointing out, and it makes sense, that it creates such a safe space for dogs who are really scared or, you know, nervous mm-hmm. or anxious, that they can sort of be in a space where they feel comfortable after time, letting their guard down and kind of opening up, which is the whole point
right.
of yoga. Right?
Yeah, it's funny because, like I said, I do have high energy dogs that come to class, but I don't even consider that when we talk about the behavior, because I just assume that there could be some barking during class time or some whining, because we are working with dogs here,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So I think first of maybe the other things, the shyness or the aggression mm-hmm. or something like that. And most people that have dogs that have issues, they, of course, know that their dog have issues. So they'll keep the dog on the leash, or they'll be very mindful mm-hmm. of their dog and the space around their dog. So it hasn't been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, I mentioned this before, but again, I would encourage people who have dogs that they're feeling a little disjointed or mm-hmm. that they're struggling with certain things, that this would be a great complement to, mm-hmm. you know, training behavior work to do.
Right.
I mean, I'm always looking at the energy of the situation, the energy of the dog, and ways kind of coming from a holistic approach in addition to just training and behavior work,
sure.
looking at the dog as an energetic being and mm-hmm. making sure that their needs are met, and looking at creative ways that, you know, we can work with them and like smooth mm-hmm. them out or connect them with their people, and also in teaching people how to connect with their dogs.
Right. Right. And it's funny, since I first started this class a few years ago, I've been studying dogs like crazy, reading and actually taking some dog training classes. Even though my dogs are really good, I'm very lucky. Mm-hmm. They're very good dogs. But I've been kind of boning up if you will, on dog behavior and dog mm-hmm. training. And I now have referrals so I can refer people to trainers for behavior issues. Mm-hmm. And it's really, and that's part of all helping people with a relationship with their dogs. Mm-hmm. Just having that referral system and gaining knowledge for myself as well, so I can be a better teacher.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely an interesting field, just because people are complex, dogs are complex, mm-hmm. and it's an intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of layers to it, and lots of psychology and emotion to it, and
right.
It's a very very interesting and fulfilling field to be in. Now I have a question for you, but I think I'm going to save it for after the break because I think it's an interesting discussion.
I can hardly wait.
So we'll be back in a few minutes. If you have any questions for Brenda and her yoga with your dog, give us a call, 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. When we come back from the break, our third caller will get a free signed copy of the book from Brenda. So as soon as the show starts, give us a call. Third caller will get a free book. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Get your dog to smile with treats good enough for people, but specially made for dogs. Introducing Bitolove, the treat that's made in the U.S. with USDA-inspected meat without any artificial flavors, colors, or byproducts. It's guaranteed to make them smile. So the next time your four-legged family member comes walking through the doggy door after a hard day of chasing birds and digging holes, put a big smile on their face with some slow, roasted, mouth-watering Bitolove dog treats. And don't forget to stop by Bitolove.com to learn more about our variety of flavors.
The Barking Lounge is Seattle's premier dog daycare and overnight boarding facility. With 24-hour supervision dedicated to the health and well-being of your pooch, it's no wonder why the Barking Lounge was voted best doggy daycare in Western Washington. New customers can mention this ad and receive a free temperament test and day of play care, a $44 value. Offer available for a limited time, valid for new customers only, and has no cash value.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
When was the last time you caught your dog eating a stalk of wheat or corn? Evolved as carnivores, your dog is designed for protein in the form of fresh meat, not the grains that fill conventional pet foods. Bursting with fresh, free-run chicken and turkey, wild-caught fish, local fruits, vegetables, and botanicals, Origin mirrors the foods nature intended your dog to eat. Family-owned and operated since 1985, the Origin mission is clear. Biologically appropriate foods from fresh, never-frozen, regional ingredients. Origin Pet Foods, the diet nature intended.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. Now is one of the times to call in for a free book. Now more than ever. 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Give us a call in right now, and the third caller will get a free signed copy of Barking Buddha, Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi. So this is a book that you can do home practice with your dog.
Correct, Julie.
Lots of pictures of positions.
Taken by Bev Sparks.
Yes.
Awesome dog photographer.
Yeah, she's a local pet photographer, and she's done some other books.
She has.
Unleashed,
Dog Park Wisdom.
Yep. Yeah, her pictures are great. And these photos are just so sweet of the dogs and the people doing yoga with them. And it's broken down into different categories or sections and very user-friendly. So
I want to phone in with a question, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Does he get to win the book?
No, I'm not even I'm not caller number three. So, my question is, if you ever had a dog and you've been out to a backyard, let's say, where the dog has, there's landmines occasionally.
I have those in my yard.
Yeah, are people having to dodge landmines when they're doing the dog yoga?
No, we try to keep the floor clean, and most of the dogs are housebroken. Hmm. However, at the Seattle Humane Society, we're in a very lovely training facility that's large, and there are so many dogs there all the time and so many dog smells that the dogs that would normally never, ever go inside will maybe take advantage of the situation and relieve themselves indoors. It's kind of like their guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
But we keep the floor really clean.
Yeah.
That's good. That's very good.
And we're on our mats, so.
Mm-hmm. So you actually have your next class coming up is Sunday, June 28th, 10 a.m.
Yes, at the Seattle Humane Society.
Yeah.
Right.
And people can find out more information about that at seattlehumanesociety.org or your website, which is barkingbuddhadoga.com.
Right.
And your email address is info@barkingbuddhadoga.com.
Yes, it is.
Great.
And make sure you spell Buddha correctly, because you know what? That's kind of, people have difficulty spelling that word.
B-U-D-D-H-A.
It's one of those words. The H, it kind of throws people off, I think.
Mm-hmm. Barking Buddha Doga, and Doga is D-O-G-A. Oh, great. Almost it was just meant to be the play on words, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Indeed. And you have a book launch party with City Dog Magazine.
Yay, that's going to be so much fun.
Are you excited about it?
I am excited about it.
Good. June 24th at Rock Bottom Brewery, which is downtown Seattle, on 5th Ave, I believe.
5th Ave.
From 6 to 8 p.m., June 24th. And City Dog Magazine will be there. And there's more information about that on the City Dog Magazine website, which is www.citydogmagazine.com.
Yeah, City Dog Magazine is such a cool magazine. It's local here in Seattle, and I actually have an article in the summer issue coming out.
Oh, wonderful. And that will be out soon.
Mm-hmm. An article that I've written.
Great.
Yeah, because, you know, they have interviewed me for past articles, but this one I've actually written, so that's very exciting for me.
Oh, good. How long have you been writing?
Professionally, Julie, about a year now, I guess.
Since the book came out.
But I've always loved to write. English was always my favorite subject in writing classes and comp classes and literature. So it's something that's been there for a while.
Good. Well, as a writer, I can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Especially about anything dog related is great. So, if you have a question for Brenda, we have given away the book, but we do have another one to give away. So stay tuned and I will let you know when to call in and have another shot at a free Barking Buddha Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi book to give away, signed copy. So stay tuned. We'll give another book away here in just a little bit. But I have a question for you.
Bring it on.
All right. So, I was thinking, we've talked about the benefit for dogs and how, you know, it calms dogs down and all that kind of stuff. But I was wondering, because there is so much information out there about the therapeutic benefit of dogs to people, just their presence. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed, because you teach classes for just people classes, single species classes, as well as the classes, yoga practice with your dog. Have you noticed a difference in the people and how they practice when their dogs are present, that it, you know, relaxes them or opens them up more? Or have you had, you know, noticed differences with that?
Well, I think it allows them to step outside of their ego because they become less concerned about how they look on the mat and how flexible they are, and more concerned about the relationship and the interaction they have with their dog. Although, you know, they're still getting the benefits from the stretching and strengthening. And, you know, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, yoga means union, and it's all about discovering a deep connection to all things. And in Doga, we move toward union by first connecting to our dogs, then to the best part of ourselves, then hopefully opening up to a connection to all things. So I'm hoping that people get that out of the class, too. And it seems that they do. They keep coming back. So,
well, that's a really interesting what you just said about connecting with dogs and then connecting to the best parts of ourselves. And I think that's one of the biggest gifts that dogs play, or that dogs bring to us in society and as a species living so closely with us. I mean, there's so much that we can learn from them about being present and really what that means, and that it's not really about talking at all. It's just about being with and listening.
And they teach me things like that every day. Always learning something from my dogs and the student dogs that come to class.
And so the idea, because I know when I've taken classes, I'm not the most flexible person. So, you know, I've kind of like, you know, what am I going to look like? Or I'm going to be the least flexible one there, you know, whatever all the thoughts that I might think prior to class. And then I go anyway, and it's always, I didn't have to worry about those things at all because it's not like people are there, but people are people. But yeah, it's interesting that when we get, we have something else to focus on and not likely be self-conscious about, because that's the whole thing with dogs, is that they're non-judgmental and, you know, so unconditional. So I don't imagine people are like worried about how their dog is. Well, maybe in the sense that they may be worried that their dog won't settle down, but
they're more worried about their dog behaving than about the flexibility of their hamstrings, their own hamstrings.
Which is another, I mean, we could probably have multiple shows and books just about that psychological phenomenon as far as people. I mean, in my profession, working with training and behavior and even nutrition in some cases, where people are worried about how their dogs behave.
There you go. Show idea.
Well, it's like, you know, all the call-in shows with people with questions about training and behavior. But it's a big, you know, it's a big deal for people. People can be really embarrassed when if their dog's, you know, crazy on leash or bark, or if someone when you have company, the dog's, you know, jump all over the company or whatever. It's kind of like
I always try to make people more comfortable around that in the class, because they are concerned, and I let them know this isn't a yoga class, it's Doga. So we're with dogs, and they're going to be dogs sometimes. They're going to possibly bark or whine or try to run around the room, so it's okay.
Or go to the bathroom on the floor.
Yeah, which doesn't happen too often during class. Actually, I don't think it's ever actually happened during class.
Sometimes maybe before or after.
Occasionally.
In a Doga class, not usually in a yoga class, though.
Oh, you know, you don't have to worry about those things in the yoga class at all, I guess. The people yoga.
On a good day, anyway.
On a good day.
Oh, it's so great. I can't wait to show to participate. So to mention again, you are going to be at a book launch party with City Dog Magazine June 24th at Rock Bottom Brewery.
Downtown Seattle,
From 6 to 8 p.m. And then your next Doga class is Sunday, June 28th, 10 a.m. at the Seattle Humane Society.
Yes, and I will be doing some outside classes through All Star Fitness and possibly the Seattle Humane Society. So best to keep checking my my dog yoga blog and my website to keep abreast of all the Doga happenings here and around Seattle. And I'll be in Atlanta in July for a book signing at City Dog Market and also the 2009 Doga Teacher Training Seminar.
Doga
so those of you out
training.
There that want to learn to teach this class, I love teaching other Doga teachers to do this.
And where is that?
In Atlanta at Fitness Boot Camp. I'll also be doing a public class, too, there for people.
Oh.
For anyone.
Yeah.
And I haven't contacted the Atlanta Humane Society, but I would love to make an arrangement to give part of the proceeds from that class to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So sharing what you've learned with other yoga instructors so that they can practice Doga and hold Doga classes. That's great. And what is your website and where can people order your book if they don't win a book here on the show?
Locally, the book is sold at Third Place Books in Bothell and Ravenna. It's also sold at University City Books, Secret Garden Books in Ballard, Eight Limbs Yoga Boutique. Where else?
And then,
Lululemon in Bellevue Square is going to start carrying it too. And online, if you aren't in Seattle, Amazon.com and B. Dalton Books, they have it online as well.
Mm-hmm. And your website is?
www.barkingbuddhadoga.com, BarkingBuddhaDoga.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And you are also going to have an article in the summer issue of City Dog Magazine.
Yes, on the benefits of Doga for people and dogs.
Wonderful.
Oh, and in Dog Sport Magazine, I'm going to be writing an article for them for their, I think it's their fall issue. Mm-hmm. I'll have to double check that. And that's going to be on the benefits of Doga for sporting dogs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yoga for athletes. There was a Seahawk that did yoga. Oh, I think you might... Maurice... No.
Like a Seahawk football player?
Yeah. Not Maurice Morris, but an older guy. Similar position, I think. Anyway, he did yoga very...
Regularly?
Very regularly, and that's how he kept... As an older player, because it's so much more dangerous to be an older player, but he did yoga a lot, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So important for the sporting dog as well, the athlete dog...
And it's good for senior doggies as well as the young pups. Because for the younger dogs, it teaches them how to be with you and how to trust that no matter how they're being handled, if you're stretching them or massaging them or touching their paws or ears, that they're okay or lifting them up.
Yep.
It really teaches them to trust in their relationship with you.
Yeah.
And for the older dogs, it's just so nice for them to get touched and have... their range of motion possibly improving through the massage and the stretches. And that time well spent with our senior dogies.
Yeah.
And I say that totally from the heart because one of my dogs is 11 and a half. So she's starting to show her age a little bit.
Well, I'm right there with you. Yeah. My oldest dog is 11 and a half as well. And he's definitely starting to show his age. So
yeah,
it's good. He's doing well, but it's, you know, those types of things I'm really conscientious about now. Like, okay, what can I do to try to keep him as young as possible? Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back from this next break, as soon as we start the show again, we're going to give away another book.
Yay!
All right, so call in now, actually, would be a great time to call in, right? And get lined up and get ready to go.
Yes, you could call in now. Right now, 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We're giving away a free signed copy of Barking Buddha, Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi to the third caller. So give us a call. That number again, 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We will be right back with Brenda Bryan, founder and instructor for Barking Buddha Doga. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. And the morning we got caught robbing from an old hen.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Can music heal our bodies? Patricia Herlevi says yes. Join us on the next Conversations Live for Music Consciousness, The Power to Heal.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM radio, and we are here with Brenda Bryan, instructor and founder of Barking Buddha Doga, yoga practice with your dog.
Yes, thanks for having me, Julie.
Thanks for being here. So you have a new book out, and we've given away a couple copies here on the show, called Barking Buddha, Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi, where people can actually do home practice.
Absolutely.
With their dogs.
A home practice for their dogs and themselves.
And maybe cats.
Cats. I get asked that question a lot about the cats. And I used to have cats, though I no longer do. Unfortunately, cats are great. Well, cats, I think, would do better with an at-home practice. I don't think they would do so well in a classroom setting. And
no.
Those of you who own cats know what I mean.
All cats on leashes. Maybe not the most comfortable environment for a cat.
Although cats know how to relax more than maybe anybody else
they
on the planet.
They certainly do. Yeah,
they're masters of that, I think.
Oh, yes.
So that's part of yoga, isn't it?
It is.
Relaxing everything.
It is.
Yeah, and they're very good at stretching, too.
They're excellent stretchers, so they're natural
yeah,
yogis.
So the home practice. Maybe we need to get the home kit set up for that.
Right. The cat yoga.
Yeah.
What would we call that? I'm taking suggestions.
Know.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Yoga. All right. That's terrible. But
that's kind of
no.
stretching it. A
just
little.
Off the top
yeah.
of my head.
Yeah.
That's kind of stretching it. Yeah. Pun intended.
Oh, stretching it.
So Brenda, how does it actually work? I think we get a kind of a feel for it, like, mm-hmm. oh, that's so great. But what does it actually look like? What do you do in your classes?
Well, physically, we work the dogs into every pose through stretches, massage, breath, and intention. And intention would be making an effort to stay connected to the partnership of that the activity. So if your dog isn't in what you believe to be in the perfect pose, you just have to know that it's the perfect pose for you and your dog right then. Mm-hmm. You have to let go a lot of your worry around, you know, being in the exact correct shape.
Mm, attachment and expectation.
Attachment and expectation, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So the dogs will actually be stretched and mm-hmm. will get into physical poses.
They do. And they really love it. My little dog, Gus, he's been doing this with me for about 3 years now, and he has learned the poses, and he enhances the stretch for himself. He'll push into my thighs with his little paws, or mm-hmm. he'll stretch out his front paws. And mm-hmm. I mean, he really, yeah, he knows it.
Yeah.
And he knows it feels good to do doga.
Yeah. Have you seen where maybe you have people who come and practice on a regular basis and have for a while? Mm-hmm. How have you seen the dogs evolve through that as well? I mean, is that typically what will happen? They'll kind of start to know right. how to move to deepen the stretch, or
they'll know how to move to deepen the stretch, or, you know, we put the mats out in the class and they'll just go right to the mat. They know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sweet because the dogs will become friends with each other too. So they get so excited to see the other students mm-hmm. when they enter the classroom. And yeah. I mean, the whole thing is just really a joy.
Yeah. And it's so nice with any class that's an enjoyable experience, which they really all should be no matter what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
no matter what the level of competition is, whether there's no competition like in a yoga class.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not supposed to be
there's
anyway.
Not supposed to be. Or whether you're doing something like agility or mm-hmm. dock diving or whatever it might be, that it really...
Is that a sport, dock diving?
Yeah,
it for is. For dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a long jump.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you more about that after the show.
Yeah. Okay.
that it's meant to be enjoyable. And I think one of the, I encourage my clients to take classes with their dogs because it's something that they do mm-hmm. with their dog.
Right.
Where we go to class. I am all there with you mm-hmm. for this amount of time, which has such value for the relationship, for the dogs, and for the people too, to just kind of take that time out and do something with your dog and be present to your dog.
Right. And it not only enriches their lives to try new things, but it enriches your life to spend time with them
mm-hmm.
trying new things.
Yeah. And what a fun practice to try. Now, do you have people who have taken a lot of yoga and come to class now to try with their dog? Or have you had people also who have never done yoga before and
all
kind
levels.
Of break into it with
all
their
levels.
Dogs?
My most recent series at the Seattle Humane Society, I had a 73-year-old woman who never tried yoga before practice next to a guy probably in his late 20s who practiced on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything in between.
What kind of dog did the 72-year-old woman have? Do you remember?
She had kind of a wild one. a mixed shepherd breed, really cute.
Yeah.
They're all cute, though.
Oh, yeah.
I love them all.
Yeah.
I get so attached to the dog students.
Yeah.
I get very attached to them.
Yeah. Well, there's some really cute...
Even though in yoga, you're supposed to practice non-attachment, I
right.
guess. I get attached to the dogs.
Yeah. Confessions of a doga
instructor. What are you
going
to do? Confessions of a doga instructor.
Yeah. Well, we just have a few minutes left, so I want to make sure we can tell listeners how to get your books and when to see you. So your books are sold at Third Place Books in Bothell and Ravenna at the University Bookstore in the U District in Seattle, Eight Limbs Yoga Boutiques, The Secret Garden Bookshop in Ballard, and Lululemon in Bellevue Square.
Lululemon,
excuse me.
That's okay.
Lululemon, that's really cute.
My writing's really bad.
and also online, Amazon.com, as well as B. Dalton Books. And your website is BarkingBuddhaDoga.com, BarkingBuddha, BuddhaDoga.com. And also to let listeners know, if you want to find out more about another wonderful business in the Seattle area called Healing Allies, Healing Allies trains people and dogs to be mental health service dogs as well as clinical therapy dogs.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
So if you are a dentist or doctor or therapist who wants to incorporate your dog into your practice, almost like another staff member.
So cool.
You can go to healingallies.org and find out more about Darcy Bolts and her business. And she also works with mental health assistance dogs. So if you have a mental health disability, it's like a service dog, like a seeing eye dog, but for a mental health disability. She also can work with you with your dog to have a service dog for that as well. So that's Healing Allies. Healing is healingallies.org. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Brenda.
Oh, Julie, thanks for having me. I've had so much fun.
I look forward to attending your class.
Look forward to having you.
And also being at the June 24th book launch party with City Dog Magazine at Rock Bottom Brewery in Seattle from 6 to 8.
Oh, and it's dog friendly. Did we mention that?
No,
bring
we didn't.
Your dog.
All right.
I want to meet your dogs.
Thanks for listening. We'll be with you next week. Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk.
Thanks.
Views expressed on the pre-